This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Another leak has been found on the pipelines that transport gas from Russia to Germany. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The fourth leak on one of the Nord Stream pipelines has been reported off the coast of southern Sweden, according to Swedish coast guards. All four detected leaks are in international waters, two near Sweden and two near Denmark. The Danish and Swedish governments believe that the leaks off their countries were deliberate actions. Before the leaks were reported, explosions were recorded by seismologists, with one blast being the equivalent to a magnitude 2.3 earthquake. Some European officials are blaming Russia for any possible sabotage, who stands to benefit from higher energy prices. However, many others warn against pointing the finger too soon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Kremlin said Thursday that a foreign state was likely responsible for the incident that resulted in the leaks. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said in his daily press briefing, quote, "It's very difficult to imagine that such a terrorist act could happen without the involvement of a state," end quote. And Finland just announced they're going to close their border to Russians with European Union tourism visas starting Friday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Ian will continue to grow weaker Thursday, but still could reach hurricane strength as it moves over the eastern coast of the U.S. state of Florida. Here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says rain is still the primary hazard across central and northern Florida.
Until that rain subsides, we really need people to stay inside and not venture out on the roads. There also is still some coastal flooding occurring, some storm surge, especially from the onshore winds on the backside of the storm along the west coast of Florida.
Ian has left a path of destruction in southwest Florida, trapping people in flooded homes and knocking out power to some 2 million people. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Speaking through a translator, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says he had a productive meeting with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris.
The ROK-U.S. alliance is the linchpin that defends the freedom, security, and prosperity of the Korean people, and I will do my utmost to further strengthen our alliance. I believe that your visit to Korea following President Biden's visit to Seoul last May will be another turning point to achieve this goal.
Vice President Harris capped her four-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the demilitarized zone that divides the Korean peninsula between the communist north and the democratic south. Italy's Samantha Cristoforetti Wednesday became the first European woman to take over command of the International Space Station during a ceremony broadcast live from the orbital outpost. She was handed a golden key during the ceremony from the outgoing commander, Russian cosmonaut Oleg Artemyev. Cristoforetti, an astronaut with the European Space Agency and a former Italian Air Force pilot, arrived for her second tour aboard the ISS in April. She holds the record for the longest stay in space by a woman after spending 199 days in orbit in 2014 and 2015. She is the fifth woman and the first non-U.S. woman to command the ISS. Cristoforetti will remain in her role until she returns to Earth October 10th. In U.S. Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees made history Wednesday night.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Judge hit his 61st home run of the season Wednesday in the Yankees' victory over the hosting Toronto Blue Jays. The two-run homer tied him with former Yankees great Roger Maris for the American League single-season home run record. Maris hit 61 homers in 1961, bringing the record set in 1927 by breaking the record set in 1927 by Yankee slugger Babe Ruth. And recapping our top story, another leak has been found on the pipelines that transport gas from Russia to Germany. The Kremlin said Thursday that a foreign state was likely responsible for the incident that resulted in the leaks. If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.